John, fantastic team performance, very convincing one.
Yeah, brilliant. Paul and Pardy up front, you know, and if we start like that, there's not many teams that are going to be able to contain us with the likes of Kev and Willow and myself and T and Max and that to come. So, you know, if the boys play like that up front, we're going to be very difficult to beat.
And William Porterfield, the first T20 International 100 for Ireland.
Yeah, well, he just keeps setting records, doesn't he? That's why he's captain. He's brilliant.
Yeah. And it was not often you see Paul Sterling totally outscored.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. One stage, what was it? Purdy was on 50 and Sterling was on 2 or 3. Roy actually said to take a photograph of the scoreboard, you know, because that doesn't happen too often.
And in the bowling, once you got a couple of their danger men early on, you seemed to have your plans well set. The guys just they kept hunting catches to where the fielders were.
Yeah, well, we spend an awful lot of time, people wouldn't say, we spend an awful lot of time watching video footage, you know, and an awful lot of times in team meetings and talking about the opposition and stuff like that. And Pete Johnston does a great job behind the scenes doing all that and getting that together for us. So we know where pretty much these lads like to hit the ball, and that's why we put the fielders.
Yeah, and it's a sign we're not taking any teams easily that you're doing that sort of homework. It would be easy to relax, you know, it's a pretty strenuous tournament, but you are spending the time and watching these teams.
Yeah, we spend exactly the same amount of time watching America as what we do, watching Canada or Scotland or whoever it is, even England, test teams. Doesn't make a difference, you know, we have to beat them. Just like when we're playing full members, we want to beat them, and when we're playing the teams here, they want to beat us.
And maybe a wee word about your own performance. It was good to get a few runs there. It's always difficult coming on with a few overs to go. And you had a few sixes actually batting right-handed. Maybe you should try that a bit.
Yeah, well, you know, so far since I've been out here, I haven't come in, you know, any earlier than the 17th over, and a lot of the times coming in the 20th over, so it's kind of, you know, it's a selfless job. You have to just try and get as many runs for the team as you can. Some days you're going to get out first ball, and other days you're going to go out and hit 20 off 3 or 4 balls, you know, but what can you do?
It was good to get a bowl, your first real bowl in the competition.
Yeah, it was lovely, yeah, so I'm sure a few of the other boys would have been happy to have a bit of a rest there today. We've 2 more games the next couple of days, so great for me personally to get a bowl. I've been dying to bowl the whole time, you know, I'm always ready for the captain to bowl, but all the lads have been bowling superbly, so, you know, it's a team full of all-rounders and you just have to wait your chance.